DK Audio presents Philosophers, Their Lives and Works by DK, read by Chris Dyer. Introduction. Philosophy, Plato tells us in the Theaetetus, circa 369 BCE, begins in wonder. Human curiosity has fueled this sense of wonder since prehistoric times, as people contemplated the world around them, how and why it came to be as it is, and where they fitted in the scheme of things. The answers to these questions often came in the form of supernatural or religious explanations of natural phenomena, which provided a framework for their beliefs. Civilizations evolved and became increasingly sophisticated, but societies, religions, and conventions were still not sufficient to completely satisfy some people's wondering. More than just answers, they sought understanding, rational and verifiable explanations of the world around them. Although philosophizing, in its broad sense, had been a defining characteristic of humans from the beginnings of society, the first philosophers, as we understand the term today, emerged in the 6th century BCE in ancient Greece, and very soon after in the great civilizations of China and India, laying the foundations for the Western and Eastern traditions of philosophy, respectively. Often cited as the first known philosopher, Thales of Miletus, circa 624 to 546 BCE, built on a legacy of mathematical and astronomical knowledge from Egyptian and Babylonian scholarship, and applied the same principles of observation and rational thought to the question of the essential composition of the world. He inspired subsequent generations of Greek thinkers not so much with his explanation, but more with his rational approach, which became the hallmark of Greek philosophy. Western philosophy began with cosmology, the inquiry into the nature of the universe, and metaphysics, the what, how, and why of things that exist. These were the main preoccupations of Greek philosophers for some 200 years, and from them arose the question of how we come to know things, to acquire our knowledge of the world, the branch of philosophy known as epistemology. Meanwhile, in China, philosophers such as Lao Tzu and Confucius preferred to leave questions of cosmology to the astronomers and of metaphysics to religion. Instead, they turned their attention to the more human problems of how we should best lead our lives and organize our societies, the subjects of moral and political philosophy. However, it was in classical Athens that philosophers appeared who would tackle all these areas of inquiry. Three great thinkers, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, dominated the scene, each with their own distinctive approach. Their influence was immense, spawning not only philosophical schools of thought in the Greek and Roman empires, but stretching well into the medieval period in Christian Europe and the Islamic Empire. The Renaissance brought a cultural sea change to 14th century Europe. The power of religious institutions was on the wane, and a scientific revolution was underway, spearheaded by figures such as Copernicus, Galileo, and Vesalius. This was reflected in a new approach to philosophy to match the beginning of the modern era. A turning point came in the 17th century when René Descartes applied a scientific methodology to the philosophical investigation of the world and the nature of human perception and understanding. As well as pioneering what became the philosophy of mind, the relationship between mind and body, he established a rationalist approach to philosophy that contrasted with the empirical tradition that was emerging with his contemporary, Thomas Hobbes, a distinction between continental and Anglo-Saxon philosophy that continued well into the 20th century. While the metaphysical and epistemological debate between French rationalism and British empiricism continued in the 18th century, there were also profound political and social changes across Europe. The old order was being toppled in revolutions in France and America, inspired by philosophers such as Rousseau and Locke.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?